Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Talk New York sports with us, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Roll on down to midnight.
Oh. Let's go, a little Dave Matthews Band here. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan on this Monday morning. 306, I got you for another 2 hours until the warm-up show at 5, 888-808-1019. You heard a lot of draft updates there. You know, the MLB draft is a, you know, it's one of those, it's just impossible. You know, it's funny, I had Jeremy Schapp on the Saturday show to talk about the documentary Southpaw, The Life and Legacy of Jim Abbott. I guess it aired last night. He sent me a clip of the entire thing, so I had a chance to watch it before it aired. And we forget how good Jim Abbott like was coming out of college. He didn't go to the minor leagues, went straight to the Angels rotation out of college, drafted, boom. Like, it is so rare. Like, I think John Olerud was someone who didn't go to the minor leagues. There's been a handful of players. Like, it is so tough. This is not the NFL draft. This is not the NBA draft. You have no idea. It is so hard to make it as a Major League Baseball player. It is so hard. You have to go to the minor leagues for years. You have to hone your craft. Like, and these draft picks, you just don't know. And so it's hard to get excited about. It's hard to really try and dig deep and find guys you like. Like, it's just, it's so much is how the organization develops them, right? And we know that, you know, both of these teams, really, I mean, the Mets have some guys here they develop, but we're talking about Pete Alonso being the greatest, you know, homegrown talent in the franchise's history, arguably, or at least there's a chance of that. And the Yankees over the last 15 years, yeah, have not developed a lot of guys. Obviously, I think they do get extra points for developing, you know, the greatest right-handed hitter of the last 100 years, possibly. So I think the idea that Judge is the best player in baseball and the best hitter in the game, they do deserve extra points for it. But besides that, yeah, and I've talked about this a lot, the biggest problem the Yankees have is that not only did they fail with the baby bombers, but they hit first. That's what's cruel about it. Because I think decisions were made on the roster while Gleyber Torres was an all-star and while Gary Sanchez was the premier power-hitting catcher and while Andujar led the league, was the, you know, second runner-up, was the first runner-up in Rookie of the Year and, you know, led the Yankees in extra base hits. And you felt like you had answers at these positions. Like, that's what the killer is in that Gary Sanchez sucked. The killer is Gary Sanchez made you believe he was going to be an all-star for his career 3 years in. That's what killed you. And, you know, so the Yankees haven't done a great job of developing. So, and the Mets, you know, haven't really done a great job either. Their farm system, they have been worse, the worst in baseball heading into the David Stearns era. Less New York Mets that coming to the organization, drafted, you know, signings, whatever, less of the percentage of minor league Mets who make it to the major leagues was the worst in baseball. The worst in baseball. So the draft is great, but it's about how they develop these kids. And it's hard to get too excited about draft picks, except this Met one, where their first pick is Mitch Voit, who famously slid into third base in college and treated the third baseline like he was Tony Montana. I don't know if you saw that clip, but
he would have fit in on the 86 Mets.
He would have fit in right in on the 86 Mets. There's no doubt. There is no doubt. I mean, that's, you know, so we'll see how these guys come along. We'll hear from them again in 4 years and see if they're any good. It's baseball is a very difficult game. And let's get back to the calls because I've had them on hold for a while. But this hour, we'll get into a couple guys who you're looking to have better second halves than first halves to improve this these teams more than just the trade deadlines. Because I'll tell you this, like, you want to win a championship, and I think it certainly goes for the New York Yankees and for the Mets for that matter, for any team really, but for the Yankees and Mets. Like, the Yankees have too many holes to fill via the trade deadline without having guys step up. And the Mets can't fill every position. Like, they're going to need some guys to step up and play better in the second half and do better. Even he won't be one of the guys I referenced necessarily, but even Juan Soto. Like, the first half is in the books for Juan Soto. It was a very, you know, depending on how you look at it, decent first half, very good first half. He's not an all-star. He's got an OPS over 300, over 900. He's got as many home runs at this point as he did last year, but he's not impacting the Mets. And this isn't a Met-Yankee thing. We all saw it. That's why. And it happened to be last year. But Juan Soto, without question, and you could say whatever you want, the statement I'm about to say is almost irrefutable. Juan Soto, while having a great first half, while being pretty much outside of the first month of the year, the same player he's been, having a great year, should have been an all-star. And we'll get to that as well, as the phenom from Milwaukee makes the all-star team and everybody's up in arms about it. But Juan Soto, without question, has not impacted the Mets the same way he impacted the Yankees last year. That's just a fact. And hopefully that can change in the second half. He's got to be better with runners in scoring position. But more than that, just for whatever reason, it hasn't been the same level of impact. Now, he didn't have that level with San Diego either. And it's 15 years, and it's only the first half, and he was a great player. But just for whatever reason, when he was hot in June, it was their worst month of the year. He's still hitting under 200 runners scoring position. It just felt like we haven't really had that stretch of Juan Soto carrying the Mets with victories. And I suspect that'll change in the second half. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls, though. Let's see if Justin in Floral Park is there. What's up, Justin?
Hey, morning, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, buddy. Thanks for holding. What's up?
Oh, no problem. Just like you, you know, Knicks, Rangers, Yankees. The only thing we don't have is football. I'm a Bills. You're a Giant.
Mm-hmm.
But, Chris, I love your opinions most of the time. But you think this is the most potent offense in baseball, the Yankees?
I don't think I said that. I said they've scored the most runs. They have scored the most runs
in the American League.
They're the best offense in the American League.
I don't agree with that.
Who's better?
They're the most bully offense in the American League, Chris. I saw this weekend firsthand two left-handers that are decent, but not all-stars that you're going to see.
Yes, they are all-stars. They are all-stars.
I mean, he's been hurt all year. What are you talking about?
No, well, Boyd is an all-star, and Imanaga has been hurt, but he's pitching to an ERA under 3.
Chris, Boyd is having the best year of his career. He's an average pitcher at best.
He's having the best year of his career.
Yeah, but you're still going to face better pitching is my point.
I understand that, and they've hit better pitching.
Yes and no, Chris. How do they do against Toronto?
Well, how do you know what better pitching is?
What do you mean? I've seen it with my eyes for the last.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how do you know what better? How do you know? No, but I'm asking you a literal question. How do you know what good pitching is versus bad pitching? How do you know?
Like you, Chris, I played the game. Okay,
no, you're missing my point. My point is.
Well,
let me just make my point, and I'm letting you make your point. Do you know how you know how good pitching is good pitching and bad pitching is bad pitching? Because good pitching has good numbers and shuts down most everyone.
Right.
So, like, the idea, oh, they don't hit good pitching. Well, how the hell do you know it's good pitching? Because they don't. Nobody else hits them either. That's what good pitching is.
I get it, Chris, but how many times have we seen Doug Fister shut out the Yankees in the playoffs, Chris? It's happened
once.
A million times, okay? This team just doesn't situationally hit. Let's call a spade,
yeah,
Chris.
No, I agree. They're not strong at
Volpe,
that. Yeah.
Who they touted as the next best thing.
They did
Cheater
not.
2.0 is...
Oh, that's
yes,
so
did.
Ridiculous. No, they didn't.
Chris,
they never called him anything.
Cashman
they just
was
didn't.
Huge on this guy.
No, yeah, they didn't. He was the top six prospect in all of baseball. They didn't put him there. MLB Pipeline did. No, I agree.
This kid has taken a plummet.
100%
agree. I'd rather have him call Lombardi.
But I mean, he's
not even ready yet.
But you make it sound like, yeah, okay, Lombard is not ready. And then you'll kill Lombard too.
I won't kill Lombard. Chris, yeah. I watch it with my eyes, okay? Like you played the game. I see it with my eyes. Volpe doesn't have it.
Well, he's struggling right now.
Batting under 200.
He's been awful for a month. There's no doubt about it. He has been not just bad. He has been god-awful. I totally agree. The Yankees never called him the next Derek Jeter. They just didn't sign big-time third baseman.
Right.
They didn't give $300 million to Corey.
They didn't go after Correa. I get it.
Yeah. Thankfully, they didn't go after Correa.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Chris.
But they never came out and said he's the next Derek Jeter.
Well, all right. But, Chris, they still built him up. Okay, let's just say they did. Okay? Obviously, Judge is this team. You know, missing Soto obviously hurts. Mm-hmm. Bellinger's been great. Goldschmidt's been hot and cold. Mm-hmm. Here's my point. Where is the bat to get it? Obviously, Stanton's going to carry us in the postseason. We know
that's what we need.
Still need to, in my opinion, Cashman's got to put the chips on there. And listen, I know he's a home run hitter. It's not really what you want, but you got to get Suarez here. You just have to. You got to put the chips out there because, Chris, right now, they're not beating the Tigers. They're not beating the Astros.
Why not?
And why not? Because
pitching. Why not?
They got good pitching. Chris, you think they're beating the Tigers in a seven-game series?
Yes. I absolutely think they're going to beat the Tigers in a seven-game series.
What about the Astros that have unfortunately been on kryptonite?
They'll have to go and perform. I totally agree. Again, Judge has to hit in the postseason, too.
Yeah,
what are they
going to
do? Go get another superstar so Judge can take off for 2 weeks in the postseason? So if Judge is Judge, the offense scores runs. Like, that's just it.
Like A-Rod did. He's got to do that, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of it. Why did Texas win? Do you think look at the Rangers and how they've hit the years before and the years after. So how did they win the World Series in 23? How'd they do it? Is he still there? You still there? Corey Seager went off. The team went off. Adolis Garcia, who hasn't hit since, went off in the postseason. This Yankee offense, I don't care what people say. They're a bully offense. They only score. Okay. They scored. It's a run scoring competition. They have scored more runs than anyone else in the American League. Those are not all against bad pitching. It's not all against nonsense. It's not all bully baseball. Like, their offense is the best in the American League. Plain and simple. Now, do they have flaws? Of course. Right now, third base is in the non-offensive position. And right now, shortstop, unfortunately, for the last month, has been a non-offensive position. But go through it. Go through what they have. Look at that outfield and how it's performed this year. Look at Jazz. Look at first base. Wells, who everyone wants to look at Wells. He's a top five offensive catcher in the sport, arguably. They're going to have to hit against great pitching, sure. But my point is, like, I love when everyone says that. Oh, it's not they're going to hit Scooble in the postseason. They're going to have to find a way. They have to pitch. They don't hit good pitching. Again, you know how it's good pitching? Because nobody hits it. That's how you know it's good. Show me the offense that consistently hits good pitching. Where's the offense that can, like, they're not the best offense in the American League. Who's better? And show me how you know they're better. You're going to point to Toronto because they strike out less? That's it. They don't score more runs. Tell me how you give me an indication on how there are other better teams. The Yankees have scored five runs or more in more innings than they did all of last year, most in the major leagues this year. Do crooked numbers not win games? Being explosive isn't good? You want 9 David Ecksteins to single bunt, move them over, sacrifice fly? That's great in key moments, and they need to be better at that without question. But what does Suarez do for that? Is he a situational hitter? Suarez moves the guy. Oh, we need Suarez, need Suarez. Suarez makes productive outs. You watch a lot of Arizona Diamondback games, do you? Like, they got to be better when it counts. And they haven't been. Totally agree. That's been the bane of their existence in most of these playoff series is the offense. But again, tell me how you know Suarez is going to come in here and change that. Because I always point back to 2019. They traded for Edwin Encarnacion. He was Nelson Cruz before Nelson Cruz. He was 30-100 every stinking year. He would hit 280, 30-100 every year. He was the most professional bat in the sport. He wasn't the best, but he was like as consistent and good as you could possibly get. The Yankees had injuries in 2019, still won 103 games or whatever it was. Added Edwin and Encarnacion into the postseason. And do you know what he did against the Astros? He was god-awful. He pounded the Minnesota Twins. And then he got to Houston, and he couldn't hit. I don't know what happened. If Judge isn't going to hit, they're not going to win. That's it. Now, they have enough bats. I'm not saying you shouldn't upgrade third base. They don't have a lot of major prospects to get significant players back. And I don't think, in all fairness, as much as I agree the offense is typically the problem in the postseason, the state of this bullpen right now, like I need that first. If they get Suarez, great. Listen, if you can move, like I'm open to move different guys. I don't know about, you know, obviously Grisham jumps out as a guy who could possibly move. It doesn't have to just be prospects. I think there are guys on the roster who you can move. In packages, that's very rare. There's a lot of depth with this team. Like, you could trade Grisham. Let's be honest, you could trade Ben Rice. I know nobody wants to hear that now. He's produced. He's had a pretty good year. You could move Ben Rice. You could move J.C. Ascara. Believe it or not, there's reports that a lot of people are interested. Now, he's not going to get you a massive return, but he could be part of it. Would you move a Goldschmidt to someone who's desperate for a first baseman for half a year? I suppose you could. And then you play Ben Rice at first every day, or Bellinger at first, if you keep Grisham. I don't know. There's some depth. There's some roster flexibility. You can add those type guys. You can add, obviously, prospects. But, like, to me, I think they need pitching more than they need the third baseman. Like they've got a fairly deep offense. They have to improve third base. There's no doubt about that. I'm not saying leave third base alone. You have to improve it. But McMahon improves it. Cabrian Hayes improves it. They're not great players. They're not going to come here and knock your socks off, but they're good defensive players who can hit a little bit. And Peraza can't do that. Like, I'm down for an upgraded third, impactful arms at the back end of the bullpen, and maybe a pretty good starter. I think those are the order of what they need. I know we get hung up on the bats because we hate when they don't score runs because it's ugly. I get it.
It's also been what's done them in the playoffs every year.
I totally agree, and I've said it over and over again, but I can't, again, but my point is Edwin Encarnacion, Aaron Judge, like you could literally add Bryce Harper and he could not do anything. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't try to get better. I'm just saying, like, we've seen this time and time again where they add the bats and it doesn't necessarily help.
Joey Gallo,
Rizzo. Like, you tell me Suarez is going to hit in the postseason? How do you know that?
By the way, you were all over Joe Blanton. I watched the first inning of the 2006 All-Star game. Was not Joe Blanton, sorry.
Brad Penny.
Brad Penny, yes.
Yes.
He shut down the American... He was pitching for the Dodgers at the time.
Oh, he was pitching for the Dodgers at the time? Okay.
But they flashed... What's funny is, because you're talking about pitchers shutting down the Yankees.
Yeah.
They flashed on the screen that he is one of the only... I don't know, again, this is 2006, but he was one of the only starters to have multiple wins in a World Series against the Yankees.
Yep. In the World Series again, it's probably still standing.
That was 2003, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, that's they've only been to one World Series or two World Series since that, and I don't think any pitcher got two wins.
Lee might have gotten two. Did Cliff Lee get two? He for sure got one.
He definitely got one. Yeah, he might have got two. You're right. I think he did. Did he win Game 5? He might have. No, probably not, right? 2 and 5? Does that make sense? Was there a rainout or something that he would have got 5?
No, I think
game one and five. Game one, and he didn't game two. Game one. I'm sorry. Game one and game five. Yeah, Cliff Lee probably got two. But he threw like 99 miles an hour, and it was a talking point, right?
Yes, it was all. So, by the way, Cliff Lee did win game five, yes. But there was all the guys, Pudge Rodriguez and the manager, I think, was Ozzie Guillen, if that makes sense, yes. And David Ortiz, they're all gathered around in the dugout as he's pitching to Ichiro, like pointing and laughing and like, wait, what is happening?
Yep. No, because he all of a sudden let it go and he bumped up his velocity like, you know, 4 or 5 miles an hour. That's they don't pitch like that anymore. But look, yeah, back to that point. Yeah, I understand. I'm a Yankee fan. I watch all these games. They lose mainly because they don't score. And it's not new to the Boone and Aaron Judge era either. I mean, this goes back to Joe Torre. When they lose, it's because they don't score. It's very rare that the series where they get beaten up, you could argue the 18 Red Sox scored a lot of runs and kind of beat them up. But other than that series, like you look at it, dating back to 2003, why'd they lose the 2003 World Series, the aforementioned 2003 World Series? Because they didn't hit Brad Penny and they didn't hit, obviously, Beckett. What's his name? Beckett. 04, I mean, I guess they ran out of pitching. I guess you could say 04. But then 05 against the Angels, don't score. 06 against the Tigers, Kenny Rogers and all that pine tar all over his face, shut them down. 07, shut down by Cleveland, Cliff Lee. They don't score any runs against Cleveland. 08, they don't even make the playoffs. 2010, Texas. 2011 and 12, the Tigers and Verlander. It's because they don't score. So I'm with you, but I just don't know with the state of the bullpen right now if I can use my biggest chips to get a third baseman who strikes out, hits home runs, and there's no guarantee he's going to hit in the postseason. Like, I don't know. It's tough.
So who is an ideal candidate for you at third base?
Yeah, I think McMahon in Colorado. His numbers are down over the last couple of years, but you bring him in. He's an excellent defender. Maybe a change of scenery. Thrust him into a pennant race. He's a better, more qualified. I just need someone who can hit a little bit. I just want an upgrade at third base. It doesn't have to be all that great. It just has to be a significant upgrade without hurting the defense.
But that's the problem. If you're not upgrading shortstop, then you have two holes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why, yeah. But I'm looking to upgrade one of them. I'm looking to upgrade third base. Just to what level? I don't know. Again, they've got a lot of hitters on this team. They've got the best hitter in the world. They got, you know, Bellinger's having a great year. Hopefully Stanton is going to come around the second half and into the postseason. Jazz has been one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball since he's come back out of since the injury. Like
Jazz Chisholm.
They've got a deep lineup. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back with more of your calls next on The Fan.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Mick Monaghan here with you. 3:32 on this Monday morning. A week of no baseball. Well, we got the Home Run Derby tonight, the All-Star Game on Tuesday, and then no baseball until Friday night. That's all right. It's supposed to rain every day. So, oh, is this the new Counting Crow song?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like him. If you could just see all the people you meet. Yeah, maybe at a different time, in a different moment. Not right now. I could get into it. But yeah, no, rain, I guess, today. Tomorrow, maybe. I don't know. That, you know what that means for me? The kids are home. Oh, no sleep. I got the championship. My oldest son is the one seed in Division I in the flag football. He's the Dolphins, not the Eagles. I got a couple calls on Saturday about how I could possibly be the coach of the Eagles. You live. What are you going to do? Well, remember that there was a story. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's one of these George Steinbrenner myths that Andy Pettit, that they didn't bring back Andy Pettit and allowed him to go to Houston because they saw, I think this was it, Andy Pettit's son at the stadium wearing a Met hat. And it was his Little League hat. He was the Mets in Little League. And Steinbrenner was so furious that Andy Pettit's son was wearing a Met hat that he said, forget him, let him go to Houston. But that's how crazy George was. Oh, if George was still here, none of this would have happened. They would be in first place by 10, 15 games by now, and they would have won 6 championships since 09. Oh, if only George were here. George! Where are you, George? We miss you, George. Your son's nothing like you, George. Heads would roll.
Aaron Judge would have been traded after
Aaron
drop
Judge
the
would
World
have been
Series.
Traded to Atlanta, but that's besides the point. Oh, you would have called him Mr. May and you would have never given him the captainship because he didn't hit in the postseason. Thank you, George. I'm watching the Jim Abbott documentary in 1993. They were god-awful. Thank you. Oh, George, how did you let it happen, George? In the early 90s, they were in last place every year. But, George, we still had you. You were still leading this franchise with fear, making everyone uncomfortable. You did what we wanted, George, except we hated you then. And we applauded when you were suspended, and we loved it, and we... standing ovation at Yankee Stadium, but George, we were wrong. It's so tough now with your son. I hate it. It's so hard to watch this team go to the World Series. Oh, George. Oh, please. I can't take it anymore with these Yankees. I don't know why I just did that. 888-808-1019. That's what it sounds like sometimes. That's what I hear sometimes. When I hear if George were alive, that's what I hear. I hear crying for a past that wasn't even what you think it was. But that's it. But yes, my son's Dolphins are going to be the number one seed heading into the postseason on Tuesday. So we got a big game coming up. Big, big game. Looking forward to it. But hopefully with the rain, they're home, so I don't know how much sleep I'm going to get. It's going to be a fun week. 5 hours of talk every day, no sleep. The pressures of the championship. Flag Football League, but we get through it. We'll make it through in this July, this summer of 2025, and hopefully the second half. And again, we'll talk about it a little bit. I'm going to get back to the calls, but we got to talk about a couple of players here for both teams that need to impact this team moving forward, because the trade deadline is not enough for either of them. It's just not enough to fill all the holes. They need guys to step up. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Steal the thunder all the time. The two players I think that have to upgrade and perform a lot better are Volpe. Volpe and...
What do you got? Come on, give it to me.
Ben Rice.
Okay, that's a good one. It's I wasn't not necessarily upgrade, just guys I'm looking to continue to make.
That's what,
like,
that's what I mean. Not upgrade.
Yeah, well, those are good upgrades. Obviously, he's got to be better. I'm looking for the two players that I'm looking to impact the Yankees. Maybe I'm wording it wrong, because the two guys I have in my mind that I'm looking to impact the Yankees in a huge way, even more so than they have in the first half, is Giancarlo Stanton and Jason Dominguez. Like, those are the two guys I really feel are going to have major impacts with this team moving forward. Like, this second half, I think it's a huge half. He's hit 4 home runs in his last 9 games, Giancarlo. He needs to get going. And I really think we are just seeing the beginning of Dominguez really take off.
Cracking the surface.
Yeah. I think those...
Him for how many years?
Yeah, we've been waiting for him for a long
time.
We saw
him in, 22 or 23?
23.
And he did very well. Remember when he came up with a flash?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, this guy has so much potential. Not so much he's got to improve from the right-handed batter.
He's got to, looking for...
From left hand, got that swing for the right field. And he's just got to break out. He's just got to break out and show us
and I think he's
on the base pairs. Who's faster than him?
Exactly. I think that's what's so important. Like, right now, I love him in the leadoff spot. And they're not going to do it against left-handed pitching, but against right-handed pitching, I love him in the leadoff spot. And I think there's a chance Grisham gets moved. I just have this weird sneaking suspicion
can get moved. Bellinger in center?
Yes, 100%. I'm not putting him in center. Enough with that. I love Dominguez. I'm excited about Dominguez. He is not... I don't care that he played more innings of center field in the minor leagues. Watch him play the game. It's not that he's uncomfortable in left field. He's just not that great an outfielder just yet. He hasn't had a lot of reps. It's not like you're going to put him in center and suddenly he's going to be a gold glove center fielder. He's not. I'm leaving him in left, Bellinger in center, Judge in right, obviously. I think there's a chance Grisham gets moved, and I would love to see him really take that next step, and I feel like he's right on the verge. So... I think, and he brings an element to the team. And you talk about the lineup, the deep lineup I mentioned. I didn't even say Dominguez. Like, I'm talking about Goldschmidt. I'm talking about, Ben Rice. We're talking about Giancarlo Stanton, Chisholm.
Dominguez, if he takes off, the sky's the limit with that bat. I mean, this guy, and plus, I saw him go around the bases when whoever hit that double.
Judge.
This guy is fast.
No, he's incredibly
fast. Who's faster than him on that team?
They say him and Jazz, but Jazz has been hampered a little bit by a hamstring.
You mean he's faster than Volpe?
Yeah, he's faster than Volpe. They say it's Jazz and Dominguez are the two fastest on the team.
Yeah, well, I think that would be a good...
Volpe's fast, but Volpe was stealing bases because he was a really good base runner. Like, that's what we're told. He had that walking, jumping lead, especially with the new rules of baseball, that he was taking advantage of, and he's been thrown out a ton this year. Every aspect of Anthony Volpe's game has gone into the toilet. There's no other way around it. And thank you for the call, man, as always, Stu. Look, again, people still hit me up. Like, every time someone, again, I don't get hung up on Twitter that much, but, like, every time someone says something negative about Volpe, they tag me and go, McMonagle doesn't think so. Yeah. A lot's changed in a month. Where, like, I'm not still defending the guy. He's been awful. I still think there's a lot of vitriol and venom when you speak his name. And I feel like there was a time where we would root for guys like him, guys who were desperately trying to do well, guys who came up through the farm system, guys who wanted to be Yankees, grew up Yankee fans. Like, I feel like we don't have to hate him as much as we do. It feels like there's real venom about Anthony Volpe. And again, I said this on the morning show. It's because you're mad at Brian Cashman. It's the same thing when you're furious at Hicks, when, you know, Aaron Hicks gets booed when he comes back as an Oriole and they play the video and it rains down boos. It's not booing Aaron Hicks. It's booing Brian Cashman for allowing Brian Cashman sucks. It's booing Brian Cashman for allowing Aaron Hicks to be in our lives for as long as he was. So we boo him, but we're really booing Cashman. And I feel like it's the same thing with Anthony Volpe. He's clearly struggling, and every aspect of his game has gone into the toilet. There's no two ways around it. I'm not mincing words at all. He's been god awful, but I feel like we despise him as a fan base for some reason. And I think that reason is because, as everyone says, oh, he was held up as the next coming of Derek Jeter. I don't ever remember that. Other than the famous, you know, which they played a bunch, that he went back with Joel Sherman and said, when Volpe starts to hit or when Volpe breaks out, yes. I mean, they do think highly of him. But I don't ever remember, like, the organization or anybody saying, like, he's going to be the next great young player. And we, at the time when they were passing up on the shortstops, we were all saying either Volpe or Peraza. Because Peraza was having an incredible minor league stretch, and it was like, well, they have these one of the two are going to pan out. They went into the spring training with a full open competition. If Peraza wanted, Peraza would have been the starting shortstop. So, like, I don't think the Yankees ever announced, here's Anthony Volpe, our next superstar. They just defend him a little bit, and they passed on signing big time shortstops, and that's really the big one. But, and they play him every day. But right now, there is no doubt. His defense, his base running, his offense are all at an unacceptable level. There's no other way to put it. Now, what do the Yankees do about that? Because there is an Anthony Volpe problem right now. It's a month plus. And you want to send him down to the minors and play Peraza at shortstop? I don't know. I don't view that as a great answer for the New York Yankees. I don't. I don't think that benefits them. Maybe he'll go down there. And again, we talked. Alvarez went down. He just hit his eighth home run yesterday in the minor leagues. Hopefully he comes back with some confidence. Maybe it wouldn't be the worst idea. I don't think the Yankees are going to do it. And I don't think you can add shortstop to the list of things they need come the trade deadline. I don't see how that works. Let's go to Mike in Scranton. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Chris. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I don't know if I have a solution for the bullpen problems with the Yankees that you're talking about, but I have three names that I wanted to throw out for third base starting pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So for third base, I really like Brendan Donovan on the Cardinals, Josh mm-hmm. Smith on the Rangers, who we gave up in the Joey Gallo trade. But then starting pitching-wise, I like Merrill Kelly on the D-backs. I think those guys, they're much more postseason caliber players. They're not incredible upgrades, but I think they're good enough upgrades like you're talking about, and they're not going to hurt the defense, and they're going to put the ball in play. And I'm not a huge fan of Suarez, just as good a year as he's having, he's a big strikeout guy, and I don't think that's what the Yankees need right now. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on those three guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're all having, you know, good year. Donovan in particular, like Merrill Kelly is definitely a guy that has been out there. I feel like did he get pulled from a game or something, and there was an injury concern with him earlier in the week? I felt like I saw that, and people were like, oh, that's a disappointment. I can't remember if that's – I'm trying to look. I don't see anything. But, yeah, I mean, I believe he's a rental. He's having a great year at the age of 36. He's pitching to a 3.34 ERA. He's got a whip of 1.05.
His last start, he had calf discomfort, but he came back this start and was good.
Okay. Yeah. I knew there was something. So he came out of a game of calf discomfort, but he's back. He's having a great year. Definitely a name to target. Absolutely. Seth Lugo, name to target. I saw reports that a bunch of teams were at Zach Gallen talking about the Diamondbacks. He's not having nearly as good a year as he's had last year, but still, for my money, one of the better pitchers in the National League. He's got great stuff. Having a down year, see what the value is on him. If the value's dipped because of his season, I would take a fly. I would definitely absolutely look to get Gallen. Those are the names you're looking for in the starting rotation. Now, again, Luis Gil just started his rehab assignment. He's got a month, so you could see him back at the beginning to middle of August. I think he's good, and apparently he looked good in this start, you know, for however long they let him go. But it's such a short ramp up. You'd have to see
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He has what he is. That could be a move to the bullpen if they add a starting pitcher. Like, that's, it's all in flux. Like, that's what, anything could happen. Brian Cashman could do anything. You add a top-level starter, and you say, well, now I can move Luis Hill to the bullpen. That's not a guarantee that Luis Hill will be good in the bullpen, but like that's what will happen. And I think Schlittler, looking at him, throwing 100 miles an hour, you try him in the bullpen at the end of the year if you can't accomplish getting big time arms at the back end of the bullpen. See if that works for you. Now, again, those are two guys who Luis Hill won Rookie of the Year as a starting pitcher, and there's no reason to think he couldn't be successful just throwing fastballs and sliders in the bullpen, but you don't know. Schlittler's a young kid, just made his first major league debut this week, so hard to say that you'd feel comfortable with him in the bullpen, but he's throwing 100 miles an hour. So could they get a starting pitcher and then look to move pieces to the bullpen? Maybe. So like everything's up for grabs. They could do anything and try, and there's enough roster flexibility with this team to do different things. So those are all good names, though. Seth Lugo's the name, as I said, out there. Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen, Brendan Donovan's having a good year. I don't know. They're still in the mix, though. The Cardinals are what? I just had the standings up. The Cardinals aren't that far out of things. The Cardinals are 6.5 back of the Cubs. I'm sure that puts them right in the thick of things of the wild card. Let's see. The Cardinals are a game and a half out of the wild card.
Yeah, but no one's out of the wild card. That's the problem with the trade deadline.
Absolutely.
Now.
That's my point. Like, the Diamondbacks are 5.5 out of the wild card. You would hope that the Diamondbacks might find themselves, you know, they're having a disappointing season, 3 games under .500, 5.5 back of the final wild card spot. Maybe they would use that, because they have a ton. Like, that's the thing about the Diamondbacks, and that's what makes them very interesting. And me and Fliegelman were on this like a month ago. The Diamondbacks have so many guys that you could move that have real value and could revamp the entire organization. Like, depending on how they feel about Gallen, you got Merrill Kelly, you got obviously Suarez. You could trade
Naylor's on the last year.
I was just going to say Naylor, the first baseman. You could trade Naylor. They just got him. You know, he's available for trade. Like, they have a lot of guys that they could move and try and just turn over this entire roster. They still got, you know, young kids coming up. They got good prospects in the minors. Obviously, you know, they got young studs, you know, in the outfield. So they still have a young group of kids. They have more coming up. And they could get rid of all of their extra pieces here and revamp this roster. They'll probably go through a downturn for a brief moment, but as long as they're willing to pay Corbin Carroll and pay some of these guys, you should have them around for a while you rebuild for the next couple of years. Like, that, it's not a terrible way to go for a Diamondbacks team while you're also competing with the Dodgers of the world. Like, take a step back, retool, and try and come back up with a vengeance in a couple of years and see where the Dodgers are after the new CBA. The Marlins are obviously going to look to move. Alcantara's been better than what he was at the start of the year, but still having such a down year. I don't know. He was the crown jewel of the pitching trade market going into the season. He was the guy, and mainly because you knew the Marlins were going to be willing to sell, but he was like the kind of guy who was, that was going to be the number one trade acquisition of this trade deadline, was presumed to be Alcantara off of Miami, but he's been bad. The Braves aren't moving their pieces. I just saw a thing that they might be moving, like they might be willing to part with Osuna or something, but I'm not sure exactly what they'd be willing to move. Pittsburgh's obviously looking to trade. I don't know what Washington has. They'd be open to it, but they're so young and full of young talent. I don't know what they would be looking to move. In the Rockies, the same thing. Who, by the way, the Rockies had a cool moment today. They drafted Ethan Holliday. So obviously Matt Holliday, all those years with the Colorado Rockies. And for the Holidays as well, I think it was the fourth pick. They have two sons, the first overall pick in the draft, the fourth overall pick in the draft. And now the younger son goes back to where Matt Holliday became a superstar in the major leagues of Colorado. Very nice story for the Holidays there. But like, and then even the American League, the White Sox are obviously moving some pieces. But everyone's like, What would you consider at the All-Star break out of it? How many games back would you have to be? Because even looking at, like, say, in the American League, 4.5 to me at this moment isn't completely out of it. Now, you're jumping a lot of teams, but the Guardians and the Royals are 4.5 back. You have to go Orioles at 7.5, A's at 11, and White Sox at 19.5 for teams that I would deem out of it. And the Orioles have been playing good baseball, really. I know they lost the last two, but they've been turning it around a little bit. But okay, let's say that's three teams in the American League that you can honestly say are out of it. And you go to the National League, and again, the Reds at 5.5, the Diamondbacks at 5.5, Diamondbacks, Marlins, Braves, Pirates, Nationals, Rockies. So there are more in the National League, but I don't know how the Diamondbacks are going to handle this. And then look at all the teams who are adding. What if the Texas Rangers, who are 3.5 games back of a wild card, one game under 500, look at the idea that their, you know, run differential is plus 47. They should be better than this. They have some real good starting pitching. The offense has been terrible. What if they're looking to get a bat? Like, this trade deadline is impossible to figure out. And right now, both of these teams need bullpen, right? The Mets and Yankees both need bullpen. They're both looking for at least one bat. The Mets an outfielder, the Yankees an infielder. The Mets right now, the rotation is better, but there's no depth. They're probably looking for some sort of depth starter. I don't think they're looking for necessarily an impact starter, but someone to come in and just make a spot start. You got guys who are at innings limits, like Clay Holmes. You got guys who are coming back from injury and have injury history, and Manaea and Senga. You also have guys that you like to pitch on extra days rest. You might need another starter or two just to get you through the second half. So they might be looking, and especially if they don't want to call up their young kids to do that kind of spot starting, they've shown the inclination to not do that. They just had an opportunity over the last 3 weeks, didn't take advantage of it. I don't see what would be different in the second half. So you might be looking at some back end of the rotation starters to bring in for depth with the Mets, but clearly bullpen arms and an outfielder. And for the New York Yankees, it's a third baseman, and it's bullpen arms and maybe a starting pitcher. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back 4 o'clock. We'll have the update. We'll say good morning, and we'll take you the final hour here on The Fan as we get you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.